Here is a special message on the smallpox situation by the Health Commissioner of the City of New York. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Israel Weinstein.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that there is a question in the minds of most people in this city. What is the real situation? Is there cause for undue alarm? Now, I honestly say in answer to that, no. There isn't any cause for undue alarm. The situation is apparently under control. But should there be mass vaccination? The answer is definitely yes. Now, the picture is somewhat comparable to that of a small fire somewhere that is apparently under control, and yet there is inflammable material about. Now, you ask, is there undue alarm? No. The fire seemingly is under control. But should inflammable material be put out of the way? Definitely yes. It's exactly the same thing here. There have been cases of smallpox, and there are people, many people in this city who are unprotected. Now, we've been very lucky thus far. It may have been partly due to the prompt efforts of the Department of Health and the Department of Hospitals in vaccinating all contacts immediately. But you can't possibly get everyone. There may be someone in the city somewhere that may come down with the disease. And if any who are unvaccinated come in contact with that person, he runs the risk of getting the disease. Now, you've heard this so often, but you can't hear it often enough. Vaccination is the only method of protection. It has been proved time and again over the course of a century and a half. Now, the health department regrets very much that there have been long lines and there's been some inconvenience. But please remember that at no time before as such large number of people have been vaccinated in such a short time and at such short notice. Now, there was a shortage of material. There are communities that are neighboring and throughout the country that are now demanding vaccine, and the pharmaceutical houses that didn't make prompt deliveries. There's no use blaming anyone. The situation arose. Now, due to the very prompt and effective action of Mayor O'Dwyer, this shortage has been corrected. We're going to get in sufficient vaccine, and it's coming in increasing amounts. The health centers and the hospital clinics now have sufficient material, and we hope to open up the police precincts tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Physicians have been temporarily out of the vaccine. They've been calling for it. We're very sorry. We're giving them as much as we possibly can, and we're hoping that the drugstores will soon be stocked so that they can get the material in their own neighborhood. Now, during the past week, the health department has had 170 physicians and 175 clerks at work. In addition to Red Cross personnel that are coming in, a much increased staff will be available. Now, we had planned to do the job in 3.5 weeks, but from present indications, it will be finished in a much shorter time. When you think that back in 1902, after an epidemic, it took 6 months to vaccinate some 800,000, you see what has been done when in less than a week of intensive vaccination, nearly 1.5 million people have been vaccinated. Now, there are certain ones that should get preceded, and those are those who have never been vaccinated and those adults who have not been vaccinated since childhood. Please do not take the children to the clinic. They will be vaccinated in their schools. Now, please remember that it is only vaccination that is a protection from the vile ravages of this very serious disease that leaves in its trail death and destruction.
You have just heard a special message by Health Commissioner Weinstein on the smallpox situation. We return you now to our studios.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have just come from the mayor's office where there was a conference on the subject of smallpox. The mayor is concerned about the appearance of this disease in the city. Now, there's no cause for undue alarm, thanks to the fact that most of the people of this city are protected by vaccination. The likelihood of a serious outbreak of smallpox is slight. However, the presence of even a single case must not be taken lightly. And we have had to date 7 cases and two of them have died. Now, there is no reason for waiting longer. There is only one method of protecting the people against the ravages of this disease, and that is vaccination. This is one disease in which quarantine, isolation, and other methods so effective in the spread of other communicable diseases is not sufficient. You must have vaccination, and if a person has been properly vaccinated, he is thoroughly protected. I have been asked, how long does this protection last? Well, it varies in individuals. Some fortunate individuals remain protected for life. Others may lose it within a year. We give the average, roughly, as somewhere between 5 and 7 years. However, when smallpox appears, it is too late to gamble on whether or not we have immunity. I was vaccinated myself when the disease appeared here, and I think that was my 16th vaccination. And despite the fact that a whole series of them prior to that had shown an immune reaction, nevertheless, I felt it would be very foolish not to have this very simple procedure done and be sure that I was protected. Now, the health department has its clinics in the various health centers. There are 21 of them in the city. Children are vaccinated at the baby health stations, of which there are 65 in the city, and at the health department building, 125 Worth Street. The Department of Hospitals has vaccination given at all hours of the day and night in 150 of the public and private hospitals. Now, that has been taxed our vaccine stock, and for the moment we can't expand further. But beginning Wednesday, we will have clinics set up in every police station in the city. We're getting in stocks of vaccine from other sources, so that everybody will have the opportunity of being vaccinated. Now, we urge you to go to your private physician, but in the event that you can't afford or you do not wish to go to a private physician, the vaccination will be done free of all charge by the city. It is almost axiomatic that if there is any community that has a considerable number of people unvaccinated, smallpox will appear. The disease is caused by a virus that is airborne. You do not have to come in immediate contact with a person. That is to say, you don't have to touch him or be near him. If you're unvaccinated and such a person has walked by in the same building or on the street, you are susceptible. It is the most communicable of all diseases. A malignant or virulent smallpox has a high death rate, about 40% in infants and 20% in adults. And if you're fortunate enough not to die of the disease, you stand the chance of being pockmarked for life or being blinded or having a vital organ injured. Now, I tell you that not to scare you. We don't feel that there will be any widespread epidemic or that the matter will get out of hand. But we do feel very definitely that every person in this city should have this protection. To begin with, there ought not to be anyone who has never been vaccinated at all, and yet we have quite a number in the city in that state. Those constitute the most urgent cases. Then come the adults who have not been vaccinated since childhood. And then thirdly, those who may have come in contact with the cases. Now, those the health department and department of hospitals have taken care of pretty well. We've thoroughly gone through all of the places where these people may have been and vaccinated everybody who could possibly have come in contact. Now, there will be an opportunity for all, and we ask that you do not delay too long. But there is time. It'll probably take 2.5 to 3 weeks before all the people in the city are vaccinated. And please remember that you should play safe, be certain, and get vaccinated.